morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David, and this week I'm talking about living biblically. What does it mean to live biblically? That's the title of a new comedy show on CBS, Monday nights at 9:30. It's also based on a book written in 2007, The Year of Living Biblically. And I think that it brings to light a lot of issues, a lot of questions people have about what does it mean to live biblically. Of course, the purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And what I mean by that is you should live biblically. You should live according to everything the Bible teaches. My theme verse for this whole program is Joshua 1:8. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So that's living biblically, and God promises if you live biblically, you will be prosperous and successful. Well, the premise of this show is that it's absurd to live biblically, that it just creates impossible situations. This is 21st century America. Of course you can't live biblically. And so I want to react to some of those things this week. I'm going to read a section from the book by A.J. Jacobs that the TV show is based on. He says, and I quote, "The Bible says to bind money to your hand." And so he reads this verse. He's quoting from Deuteronomy 14:25, and he says, well, then I need to literally bind money to my hand. The whole premise is I'm going to do everything the Bible teaches literally. Why would he do that? Well, he says that he's fascinated with biblical literalism. Millions of Americans say they take the Bible literally. According to a 2005 Gallup poll, the number hovers near 33%. A Newsweek poll in 2004 put it at 55%. So a lot of people, this is a little old, I would assume those numbers are down today, but a lot of people say that they take the Bible literally. Now, I think what's going on here is that people take the Bible and follow it as it says. Whatever the Bible teaches, that's what we should do. Now, I think that is the way to take the Bible. I don't think that we should necessarily take the Bible literally. I'm going to explain what I mean. Literally is a tricky word. We use it in different ways. But the word literally means to do exactly what the wording of the text says without any kind of figurative interpretation whatsoever. So let me give you an example. He says, bind money to your hand. Well, the verse is Deuteronomy 14:25, and in the King James it says this, "Then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shalt go into the place which the Lord thy God shall choose." Now, what does it mean to bind the money in thine hand? Well, I think here we have a translation issue. It is translated in various other translations as, "Wrap up the money and take it with you to the place the Lord your God has chosen." In other words, it's not saying to tie the money to your hand. It's saying to tie up the money and carry it in your hand. And the context is if you're bringing an offering to the temple, and let's say that you can't carry an animal with you to the temple to offer as a sacrifice, well, then you can sell the animal for money and then bind up the money and take it with you to buy your sacrifice at the temple or to offer the money. So the idea here is not anything to do with tying the money to your hand. It's about binding the money up and carrying it in your hand. So it's a translation issue. And A.J. Jacobs, I think this TV show also are going to, you know, at any opportunity they can have to even take a translation and to carry it beyond what the Bible's actually saying or take it more literally than what was ever intended, they're going to do so just to create a humorous illustration. But even if the Bible actually said tie it to your hand, I don't think that you need to take that literally. Let me give you an example. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8. He says, "If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire." Now, first question I have is Jesus saying that you should literally cut off your hand or your foot? If you do something sinful with your hand or do something sinful with your feet, you should cut it off and throw it away because that's the key to getting to heaven. I don't think he's teaching that at all. I think we see many examples where Jesus uses metaphors, illustrations, figures of speech, hyperbole, that means exaggeration, to really stress a point. And Jesus does not expect any of his followers to actually do this. We know this because everyone sins with their hands and feet. According to the Bible, we all sin. We all do many things that we know are wrong, and we often, in many of those sins, use our hands and feet. But none of Jesus' disciples actually cut off their hands or feet. None of the first Christians that would have known what the context was for these teachings actually did this. Everyone understood that Jesus was using an illustration. Jesus was saying sin is so serious that if cutting off your hand would get rid of sin in your life, you should do it because sin is that bad. And the fact, though, is that cutting off your hand won't actually stop you from sinning because it's not just your hand, it's your arms, it's your legs, it's your entire body. And you can't cut off everything in your body. That doesn't even make sense. So it's not that cutting off your hand is an actual solution to sin. It's that if that actually could stop you from sinning, and it can't, then that is what you should do logically, because it would be better to go to heaven without your hand than to enter, you know, into hell with both your hands. So Jesus makes that point to talk about how serious sin is, but then the Bible gives a different solution. The Bible says we can't, even if we cut off body parts, stop sinning enough so we can go to heaven. No, we've got to have that gift of righteousness given to us through faith in Jesus Christ. So there are many examples where we're not meant to take a command literally. We are meant to take it seriously. I believe that Jesus is teaching here that we should do whatever it takes to get rid of sin in our life. And, you know, so that is what it's teaching, and we should follow that, but we shouldn't literally cut off our hands and feet. So A.J. Jacobs makes some other observations. He says this. He says, I quote, "My suspicion was that almost everyone's literalism consisted of picking and choosing. People plucked out the parts that fit their agenda, whether that agenda was to the right or left. Not me, I thought. With some naivete, I would peel away the layers of interpretation and find the true Bible underneath. I would do this by being the ultimate fundamentalist. I'd be fearless. I would do exactly what the Bible said, and in so doing, I'd discover what's great and timeless in the Bible and what is outdated." Now, I've got to say that this method of supposedly following the Bible literally is actually to not follow the Bible. It is to follow parts of the Bible. It is not what the Bible teaches. Okay, even the motive of why he's going to follow the commands is not a biblical motive for following the commands in the Bible. And so he's not really following the Bible from the get-go. So what I mean by that is he's saying right up front that, you know what, everyone picks and chooses what verse they're going to follow. And so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to follow everything. And then by the end, I'll figure out what really is good in the Bible and what's not. And by doing that, he's making himself the authority on what is good and what's not. Once I do this experiment and do everything in the Bible, then I'll decide what's good and what's not. It doesn't work this way. This is the Word of God. This is God telling us what is the best way to live life, what will lead us to being prosperous and successful. We don't get to do it as a trial run and then decide what we think works and doesn't work. Having that kind of attitude in approaching the Bible disregards the most important commands in the Bible. The most important command in the Bible is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you can't approach God's word and say, my goal in life as a follower of the Bible is to glorify God in my life. Whatever you eat, drink, whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. And that's my goal in life. I'm following the Bible. And therefore, I'm going to try out all these other commands, and then I'll pick which ones I like. So you're already starting off with an attitude that is less than loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, of wanting to glorify God with your life, of trusting his word, of trusting him and what he teaches and says. And so you're not going to end up actually following the Bible. You're going to do a lot of silly things that are taking literally different commands that aren't even meant to be taken literally, that careful study of the Bible will show are meant to be taken in some other sense. We need to do what the Bible teaches us to do, not our own literal interpretation. Well, until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.